23rd of February, 1936. Talk number 163. Dr. Henry Hand, an American of about 70, asked, "What is ego?" Maharshi, "Ego being internal and not external to you, it must be clear to yourself." Devotee, "What is its definition?" Maharshi, "The definition also must proceed from the ego. The ego must define itself." Devotee, "What is soul?" Maharshi, "Find the ego. The soul is found." Devotee, "Are they then the same?" Maharshi, "Soul can be without the ego, but the ego cannot be without the soul. They are like bubble in the ocean." Devotee, "That clarifies the matter. What is Atman?" Maharshi, "Atman and soul are the same." Talk number 164. Another American asked about thought forms. Maharshi, "Trace the source of thoughts. They will disappear." Devotee, "Thoughts materialize." Maharshi, "If there be thoughts, they will materialize. If they disappear, there is nothing to materialize. Moreover, if you are physical, the world is physical," and so on. "Find out if you are physical." Devotee, "How shall I be useful to God's world?" Maharshi, "Find out if I is different from the divine part of the world. Not being able to help yourself, yet you are seeking the divine part of it to help you to help the world. The divinity is directing and controlling you. Where do you go in deep sleep? Where from do you come out?" Devotee, "I have been influenced by deeds and thoughts." Maharshi, "Thoughts and deeds are the same." Devotee, "Is there any way of sensing superphysical phenomena like guardian angels?" Maharshi, "The state of the object is according to the state of the seer." Devotee, "A group of seers see the same." Maharshi, "Because there is only one seer behind all, and there is diversity of phenomena. Do you perceive diversity in deep sleep?" Devotee, "We see Abraham Lincoln, who died long ago." Maharshi, "Is there the object without the seer? The experiences may be real. The objects are only according to the seer." Devotee, "An assistant of mine was killed in the war. A photo was taken of another group 9 years after his death. His picture appears in the photo. How is it?" Maharshi, "Possibly thoughts have materialized. Go to the root of it." Devotee, "How?" Maharshi, "If the way is external, directions are possible, but it lies within. Seek within. The self is always realized. Something not already realized might be sought afresh, but the self is within your experience." Devotee, "Yes, I realize myself." Maharshi, "Myself. Are there two, my and self?" Devotee, "I do not mean it." Maharshi, "Who is it that has or has not realized?" Devotee, "There is only one self." Maharshi, "The question can arise only if there be two. Abandon the wrong identification of the self with the non-self." Devotee, "I mean the higher stage of consciousness." Maharshi, "There are no stages. Why does not a man get illumination instantly?" Maharshi, "Man is illumination itself. He is illumining others." Devotee, "Is your teaching different from that of others?" Maharshi, The path is one and the realization is only one. Devotee, but people speak of so many methods. Maharshi, depending on their own state of mentality. Devotee, what is yoga? Maharshi, yoga union is for one in separation, but there is only one. If you realize the self, there will be no difference. Devotee, is there efficacy in bathing in the Ganges? Maharshi, the Ganges is within you. This Ganges does not make you feel cold or shiver. Bathe in it. Devotee, should we read Gita once in a while? Maharshi, always. Devotee, may we read the Bible? Maharshi, the Bible and the Gita are the same. Devotee, the Bible teaches that man is born in sin. Maharshi, the man is sin. There was no man sense in deep sleep. The body thought brings about the idea of sin. The birth of thought is itself sin. To another question, the master said, everyone sees only the self. The divine forms are only like bubbles in the ocean of reality, or like pictures moving on a screen. Devotee, the Bible says that the human soul may be lost. Maharshi, the I thought is the ego, and that is lost. The real I is, I am that I am. Devotee, there is conflict in teachings of Aurobindo and the mother. Maharshi, first surrender the self and then harmonize the conflicts. Devotee, what is renunciation? Maharshi, giving up the ego. Devotee, is it not giving up possessions? Maharshi, the possessor too. Devotee, the world will change if the people will give up their possessions for the benefit of others. Maharshi, first give yourself up and then think of the rest. In answer to another question, Sri Bhagavan said, the methods appear easy according to the nature of the individual. It depends on what he has practiced before. Devotee, can we get realization instantaneously? Maharshi, realization is nothing new. It is eternal. There is no question of instantaneous or gradual realization. Devotee, is there reincarnation? Maharshi, reincarnation can be if you are incarnate now. Even now, you are not born. To another question, Maharshi, the ego is the root of all diseases. Give it up. There will be no disease. Devotee, if all renounce, will there be a practical world? Who will plow? Who will harvest? Maharshi, realize first and then see. The help through realization transcends all the help through words, thoughts, and deeds. If you understand your own reality, then that of the Rishi and masters will be clear to you. There is only one master, and that is the self. Devotee, why do masters insist on silence and receptivity? Maharshi, what is silence? It is eternal eloquence. Devotee, what is receptive attitude of mind? Maharshi, not to be distracted in mind. Devotee, is there use in bringing America and India closer by bringing the intelligentsia of the two countries together, say, by an exchange of professors, etc.? Maharshi, such events will take place automatically. There is a power guiding the destinies of nations. These questions arise only when you have lost touch with reality. Is America apart from you or India apart? Get hold of it and see. Devotee, Sri Ramakrishna prepared Vivekananda. What is the power behind? Maharshi, the power is only one in all. Devotee, what is the nature of that force? Maharshi, just like iron filings drawn towards a magnet, the force is inside and not outside. Ramakrishna was in Vivekananda. If you think Vivekananda to be a body, Ramakrishna also is a body. But they are not bodies. Vivekananda could not go into samadhi had not Ramakrishna been within him. Devotee, why should one suffer when stung by a scorpion? Maharshi, what is the cause of the appearance of the body and of the world? Devotee, it is part of the cosmic mind. Maharshi, let the cosmic mind worry about such happenings. If the individual wants to know, let him discover his self. Devotee, about yogic mysteries of drinking nitric acid, swallowing poisons, walking on fire, etc., are these due to a state of vibration? Maharshi, let the physical body question it. You are not physical. Why worry about what you are not? If the self had any form, it might be affected by objects, but the self has no form. Therefore, it is immune from contact with things. Devotee, what is the significance of the sea of love? Maharshi, spirit, Holy Ghost, realization, love, etc. are all synonymous. Devotee, very, very illuminating conversation. Mr. N. Subbarao asked, what is Vishishta Advaita? Maharshi, the same as this. Devotee, do they not admit Maya? Maharshi, Sarvam is Brahman, we say. They repeat, Brahman remains qualified, Vishishta, in all. Devotee, they say that the world is a reality. Maharshi, we say so too. Acharya has only said, quote, find out the reality behind the world, unquote. What is called illusion by one is called changefulness by another. The end is the same in both. Dr. Hand, Maharshi, do not think we are bad boys. Maharshi, do not tell me so, but you need not think you are bad boys. All laughed and dispersed at 5 p.m. Sri Bhagavan, a minute later, said, if they remain a day longer, they will become silent.